Good afternoon, INS Law. You're speaking with Aaron. How can I help you?
Hey, Aaron, it's Kenny.
Hi, Kenneth. How are you,
Yeah,
sir?
I'm okay. Aaron, I tried to send it. I signed that and uploaded it and tried to send it, but I don't know if you got it or not.
No, I haven't received it as of yet, sir. Did you click submit application?
I did, I just clicked on it and sent you. I hadn't filled it in at all, so I sent it back to you and asked you if you could tell me if I needed help to fill any more, that you could help me. But I did send it, I sent it signed for.
Right, okay, just bear with me, sir, and I shall,
No, if
yeah,
it
no.
needs to, I'll do it again if it has to.
Yeah, no, yeah, it hasn't come through to myself as of yet, so something must have been incomplete, but that's
Right.
not a problem. I shall assist you now. Just bear with me a second. I was just in the middle of
Oh, sorry, Aaron.
sending an email. No, it's all good, sir, just bear with me. Sorry, sir, this will be 2 seconds.
You're okay, I'm gonna take your time for.
Okay, perfect.
My identification. Did I just take pictures of that and send that to you too?
I think you said in the previous conversations that we had said that you were going to send them via email. Is that
Yeah,
correct?
that's
Yep.
correct. Yeah.
Okay. Just for data protection, Kenneth, can you confirm your address for me and date of birth, please?
Apartment 1968, Society Street, BT521LA, Kenneth Mackey, 17566.
Perfect, sir. Thank you very much for completing data protection. So just looking into your file, we haven't received them documents yet. So whilst I've got you on the phone,
Yeah.
would you like to click that link again and just see
Yeah.
what it tells you, please?
Maybe I'll leave it there or something. Yeah.
That's okay.
I think they're getting on this system.
That's okay, sir. You take your time.
I think we're going to put it out there.
Would you like me to resend you the link?
No, I can't get to it. I don't know where to put it. Is there any chance you could send me that again
Yeah, of
now?
course. I can send you it
It's
again.
just all I have is an
If you check
email
your.
from yourself about signing the program.
Yeah, of course. If you check your text messages, it might be easier to find for you. There's a text message from
Okay,
ourselves with the link.
I'll go down to it. I've got a link now, but bring it up.
Yep, okay, not a problem.
Wait, I've got it up and I'm down at the party sign.
It says partly signed.
It
Okay, so
says submit signature.
yep, next to that submit signature box, the yellow box next to it, how many fields are required left?
Six.
Six,
I'm
yep,
going
okay.
down.
Yep. So if you click that yellow box, or if obviously if you scroll down the page yourself, clicking the yellow box will show
Got
you
it. I've got it up and got it.
Yeah, perfect. So just
Right, that's up.
click that box and sign.
Sign it now.
Okay, once you've signed, you click apply.
Apply.
And then that's the signature populated into that box. You then, so has that yellow box now gone to five fields?
Five fields, yes.
Yep, so click the yellow box again and it'll take you to the next box to sign.
Oh, right, oh, I get you now. I get it now.
Yeah, so just follow that. I'll stay on the phone with you. You just follow that.
Right,
until
I'll sign that. Hit again.
Yep, click apply again.
Apply. It shook me to supporting documents. I'll hit it again. It says the four now.
Yep, okay, yeah, so yeah, hit it again until you get brought to the signature box.
It's still stuck at four, and every time I press it, it won't be down there. Something I missed, probably.
Okay, yeah, so when you put in that signature and you click apply, just make sure that you do click that apply in order for you to then click the next box, and that's when it should take you to the next one.
Yeah, apply's not coming up again. No, it's not coming up again. Apply. It says
when,
you still get
when you filled in your signature.
Yeah. I press apply, it keeps taking me to apply's not a signature. I press it again. It keeps taking me to please tick which option you've chosen, including supporting documents. It's took me to there. Oh, wait a minute. No, it's not bringing up apply again, Aaron.
Okay, just bear with me one
second. Oh, wait a minute. Yeah, I've got it, sorry.
You've got it?
Yeah.
Yep, okay.
I think so.
Okay, so are you still stuck on the supporting documents?
Yeah, it's went back to five. I pressed the button, it took me back to the beginning. I'm just going through it all again.
Right, okay. When you
Sorry.
Come to... No, that's okay, take your time.
Right, I keep going back to this supporting documents. Every time I press the yellow, it won't go down. It says I've six, four left, but it won't go down.
Okay, just bear with me one second, and I'll just have a
okay.
Look for you now.
Thank you.
That's okay. No worries. Hello, Kenneth, are you there?
Yes.
Ah, yeah, sorry, I've just been looking in the background here. So with that supporting documents, tick the second box where it says, I am not including supporting documents. If you tick this, a caseworker will contact you. Click that box.
Okay.
And then that field should go then down by one number.
I'm on the declaration and privacy notes and the signature to be signed at the bar. That must start open now and it's signed yet.
Yeah, so yeah, declaration and privacy notes.
Yeah,
yet.
It's a phone document, I am not. There you go.
Say that again, sorry, Kent, it's a little bit echoed.
I was just supporting documents, and you said no, but it's taking me back to the field list.
It's took you back to where, sorry?
It's taking me back to my signature thing, that's the same. No supporting documents, it's taking me back down here. Three more require fields.
Yep, okay, so yeah, just use that yellow box as an indicator on where you should be.
Right. It took me back to supporting documents. So I said no, but
Yeah, so with the supporting documents, if you click the where's it gone?
I am not including supporting documents. I've ticked that. It went down. I think I know
what's wrong here. Okay. Yeah, so the supporting documents, you click, I am not including supporting documents.
Yeah, I've done that. And then I go back down to the three fields required. But there's a box that wants my signature, my lead tick. Every time I press it, it won't give me a lead tick. To confirm.
Okay. So it's staying on three, is it?
Yeah, well, it's just doing the box. I confirm my electronic signature, but the wee box won't let me put a wee tick in.
Yep, okay. Yeah, click that box as well to say that your electronic signature is legally binding. That needs to be ticked as well.
Okay.
It might not let you tick it with obviously still having fields required, though.
Right, I think.
So if you click the three fields required, it'll take you to where what needs to be required.
I think it's a signature.
It takes me back to supporting documents. Yep, okay. The reason why it's doing that is because it's still got a yellow box around the circle. Just click that other one as well. That's a bit of an issue. That is just within this document. It's like a bit of a bug. Once you send that document back to ourselves, I'll get my IT department to have a look over this application and remove that bug. But just for now, obviously, for you to get through that form, I don't know why it's making you tick the two of them. That's the confusing part about it. But yeah, click that box, and then it's that field, so you don't get then go down to two. Has that worked?
No, it's too much. I'm actually ready for the page, but I'm trying to get back in.
Yep, okay. Click that yellow box where it says the required fields.
Okay.
And where's it taking you to?
Back to submit signatures. One more minute. I confirm it, so it's not letting me take me anywhere.
Yeah, so if you click the yellow box, kind of, it'll take you within the documents to what fields are required.
Yeah, signature. Apply. Yeah,
that's me. Yeah.
Another one, signature. Yeah.
Yep.
Apply. Yeah.
Yep. That's it.
supporting document.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, so on that supporting document, as I said, with the two boxes that are required, and it says, please tick which option you have chosen, yeah?
Yeah.
It says, I am including supporting documents with my form, and it says, yeah. I'm not including supporting documents within my form. Just for this case, click both of them boxes, please.
Okay.
Because it's not letting you pass that stage. But as I said, I'm going to speak to my IT department. That shouldn't be happening. It could just be a little bit of a bug in the link. But yeah, we'll get that sorted for you.
No problem, pal.
So just in the meantime, click them both boxes, and then your field should be one required left.
Yeah, one not? Chapter 2, say, reply. I'll put it in there.
Yep, no, perfect.
No, same.
Yeah, so you let me know when it says zero fields required.
One moment. Wait. Turn me up. One moment. Back to the chat to say. Send it. Aye. One more field required.
One more field. Okay, click that yellow box and see where it's taking you.
Please scroll through the document saying reviewed before. Oh, wait a minute.
Yeah, that's
put on my electronic signature.
It's what, sorry?
Where
it's got that one required field left, click that yellow box and see where it takes you on the application.
It took me back to a signature that I've already signed.
Right, okay, so just click the box again and just click apply and see if
Oh, wait a minute, sorry. It says signed by solicitor and signed by client. I'm sorry if
it's taking so long. No, don't be sorry, Kenneth. I know sometimes technology can be a pain in the backside, so I understand. That's what I'm here for. I'm here to assist you.
That's okay. You're doing very good to show you.
I'm glad you think so.
No, you're okay. It took me back to this one field required, and then I hit it. It's taken me to a box, that box where I had to sign the solicitor. But then here, please scroll through the documents. Oh, maybe I didn't apply it right. Oh, sorry.
Okay.
It says complete now. All requests fields complete. Wait, we're going to be ticking.
Perfect. So then you go down to the bottom where you had that box before where it says I can confirm that my electronic signature is legally binding, and you should be able to tick that one now.
It's went green, yeah, but it's not letting me tick the new box. But it says I'm at the end of it. But it just won't let me tick it. You keep
trying. So you've got zero required fields left, is that correct?
Yeah.
That's zero?
Yeah, all fields required. It says all required fields are complete. And then I check the wee box, but it won't let me tick it. It doesn't come up. It won't let me come up. I have to sign it first on my signature, no? Mm-hmm. All fields completed. Finding you have your handwritten signatures, right, confirm. It won't let me confirm it. That we set. Don't know why.
Right, okay, yeah. So, yeah, it's not until you get to the very... So, keep scrolling on your phone until you get to the very bottom and you can't scroll no more. And that's when it becomes highlighted. And that's when you can click it. I've got the application up in front of me, and that's what it's just let me do then.
Great. Well, I went
through
it now. I've no more pages.
Yeah.
Oh, so I have to text yourself now. submit?
Yeah, so is that blue box lit up for you to submit it?
Yeah.
Yep, click that submit up, submit signature.
Okay, it's giving me all the verify. I just press yes, verify.
Yep, okay. Yeah, you just click that submit, and yep, there you go. I've got your documents.
Okay. Yeah, I'll be happy.
Yep, so I've got them documents now, Kenneth. So what I can do for you is I can get them sent off to the Scottish Redress Scheme in order to obtain an application number on your behalf.
Yeah.
And then now it's just a waiting game. That normally takes around about 2 to 3 weeks.
That's okay. I was reading people that had payers. One man waited 3 years. No, I'm not worried about waiting. But he said it could take up to 3 years. Have you ever worked for me for two years?
No, it won't take that long. At the minute, the time scale that we've been given from the redress scheme, which was an update on about 2 days ago, was that they do have a backlog. So at the minute, they're saying that the application process is going to take around 10 months plus.
That's okay. Do you need me to get medical records from the time I was in here? Can you do that?
Yeah, no, we do all that. So we obtain all your records on your behalf. So that'll be your medical records, your care records. We'll gather all that information for you.
That's brilliant. I was on probation. I'm missing my girlfriend. I was on probation for a good time. If you can get these records, it'd be brilliant.
Yep.
Could I get a copy of them?
Sorry?
I was wondering if I can get a copy also of the few records. Just to people are interested in your family.
Yeah. No, we'll obtain all your records on your behalf. So all you have to do is just sit back and relax. We'll do all the hard work for you, and we'll be in contact with you once we've got all your records and whatnot. Which it does take around about 2 to 3 months for that. Yeah, no, of course, I understand that. But yeah, Kenneth, you're more than welcome to give us a call for an update by all means. But yeah, as I said, it'll be about 2 or 3 months before we get the application number back, and then we go and then submit your records.
That's okay, thanks, Alan. I'll just let it be any call again. And by the way, thank you. You've been very understanding in this, and thank you.
Not a problem at all, Kenneth. It's our pleasure to help you and support you through this process. So thank you.
Right, I'll leave you now, and I hope you have a good day.
No worries, Kenneth. You too. Thank you very much for your time.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Shep. Bye now.